This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet and read by Victoria Osunde.
Tuesday, September 4th. God's word to you today is face, and this is part 2. Our scripture reading is taken from Exodus 20, verse 12, and it says, "Honor your father and mother, then you will live a long, full life in the land the Lord your God is giving you." Yesterday, we established that the command, "Honor your father and mother," translates to different things in different phases of life. Honor your father and mother to children simply means do what they ask of you. For young adults or teenagers, beyond doing what they ask, honoring your father and mother means helping in the house and contributing to the family life. Do not just sleep and eat free food and do nothing. I came across a joke I would share with you. A boy asks his mother, "At what age will I be able to leave the house? I would not have to report to you." And his mother answered, "Even your father has not reached that age." In other words, sit down, boy, and take instructions from your mother. As an adult, what honor your father and mother means is you are no longer under the obligation of obedience. This is the first thing you need to accept and embrace. However, if you are 40 years old and still living in your father's house and eating free food, then you should do what they say because you are still a child. When you become a man, you will leave your father and mother's house and set up your own family. But in the meantime, obey them. As an adult, honor your father and mother means you are no longer under the obligation of obedience. What you should do to honor them is regard what they say as heavy and give weight to their person. For instance, when your father gives you advice, do not just dismiss it. Think about it and weigh it. Then you can choose to obey or not. Give weight to their person means you call, visit, invite them over, send money, buy them cars, build houses for your parents. If you're an adult and you do not send money to your parents, something is wrong with that. It is even worse if you are still collecting money from them. Even if you believe that your parents have more money than you do, you still need to send what you have to them. Your parents will feel more fulfilled. If you do not do that, you are not honoring your father and mother. Start now so that it will be well with you. And when you make more money, do more for them. Let us pray. Father, I align with your word today, and I declare that I will honor my father and mother, and it will be well with me. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv. For more information about our locations and services, God bless you.
Wednesday, September 5th. God's word to you today is faith, and this is part 3. Wednesday, September 5th. God's word to you today is faith 3. Our scripture reading is taken from Exodus 20, verse 12, from the Voice translation, and it says, "You are to honor your father and mother. If you do, you and your children will live long and well in the land the Eternal, your God, has promised to you." Obeying this commandment is provoking and securing. Obeying this commandment is provoking and securing wellness for you and your children. The reason a lot of people keep struggling is because they are dishonoring their parents. If you dishonor your father and mother, God says it will not be well. Take sending money home, for example. If you are earning any kind of money, you have to send some to your parents so that their soul can bless you. Your parents are not always right, but they know you. They have always been on earth longer than you. They have also been on earth longer than you have. So when they tell you something, do not just dismiss it. Let it be heavy in your hands, even though you are not obligated to obey it, but regard it nonetheless. Do not get me wrong. I'm not saying you should follow your parents' advice with slavish obedience or brush it aside as... I am not saying you should follow your parents' advice with slavish obedience or brush it aside as of little value. I'm saying think deeply about what they say, but also remember, never forget that God is going to hold you responsible for your decisions. God is going to hold you responsible for your life, not your father nor your mother. A classic example is the story in Mark 3, 20-21 and 31-34. Please read. At that time in history, Israel was being occupied by the Roman Empire. To gather a crowd was actually dangerous as it could easily be taken. For the beginning of a revolution. Jesus' parents found out and made up their minds to stop him. And as mothers would, Mary recruited Jesus' siblings to go with her to talk him out of what he was doing. But they could not even assess Jesus because of the crowds. So they sent word to him, and Jesus' response, paraphrased, was, "I am not obliged to do what my mother says." A lot of people think they can stand before God and give excuses for behaving badly. If God has actually called you to do great things for him, then do it regardless of what your parents feel about it. Consider what they say. Give weight to it. But God is priority. Do you think you are going to stand before God and say you did not do it because your father did not approve of it? It is not tenable before heaven. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, I will honor you above all else. Lord, fill me with courage and resolve to consistently honor you. In Jesus' name, amen. Thursday, September 6th. God's word to you today is phase 4. Thursday, September 6th. God's word to you today is faith, and this is part 4. Our scripture reading is taken from Exodus 20, verse 12, the Voice translation, and it says, "You are to honor your father and mother. If you do, you and your children will live long and well in the land the Eternal, your God, has provided. In the land the Eternal, your God, has promised to give you." You are going to be great, far greater than your father and your mother. You are going to be great, far greater than your father and your father's father. In Jesus' name, say amen. Amen. What that means is the level of thought that will deliver the greatness will be outside the scope of your father. So more often than not, your father will not understand your level of thought. So more often than not, your father will not understand your level of thought. But a wise man would allow you to do what God is stirring you up to do and trust God's hand in your life. However, sometimes your father may want to confine you. Not because he is wicked, but because he is ignorant. You owe it to yourself and to your children, yet unborn, to arise, go ahead, and fulfill your destiny. That same father will call you years later to tell you how proud of you he is. But guess what? That will never happen with you sitting under his table asking for bread. You will have to realize that when you become an adult, your decisions are your decisions, and you will be held accountable for them. Honoring your father and your mother in the later years of their life would mean giving weight to their needs. John 19:26 says, "When Jesus saw his mother standing there beside the disciple he loved, he said to her, 'Dear woman, here is your son.'" Verse 27 says, "And he said to this disciple, 'Here is your mother.' And from then on, this disciple took her home into his money." I'll take that again. Honoring your father and your mother in the later years of their life will mean giving weight to their needs. Honoring your father and your mother in the later years of their life would mean giving weight to their needs. John 19, verse 26 to 27 says, "When Jesus saw his mother standing there beside the disciple he loved, he said to her, 'Dear woman, here is your son.' And he said to this disciple, 'Here is your mother.' And from then on, this disciple took her into his home." Jesus was on the cross, the most important moment of his life, and he still gave attention to the needs of his mother. Even Jesus still took care of the future needs of his mother, and this is instructive for us. We have to make it a point of duty to follow this example. Why should your parents pay another medical bill in their lives when you are alive? When you begin to prioritize and give weight to their needs, your ways will prosper. Many of us are parents already, and many more will soon become parents. Amen. God is equipping you with the right foundation for their parenting. God is equipping you with the right foundation for parenting and for being an honorable parent. In addition to all that we have been learning about the fifth commandment, one of the ways to becoming a parent worthy of respect is to see yourself as God sees you. You are God's representative. Let us pray. Holy Spirit, please empower me to honor and attend to the needs of my parents according to God's heart, and let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name, amen.